We are lighting up these airwaves. We are redefining entertainment from Bombela to Emalahleni.
Raz FM.
I love Raz FM. Azishe.
Mpumalanga. Azishe.
And of course, we get into hashtag movers and shakers. We are chatting to another trailblazer because we love to plug ourselves into the movers and shakers, the risk takers, the innovators of Mpumalanga. I'm talking about the go-getters that get up and say, I'm going to do it. Kumnyama, kubovu, kuyakhanya, kunjani. I am making things happen, and that's exactly what Zamkele has been doing. His initiatives have been recognized and supported by the city of Mbombela, FNB South Africa, and Scouting South Africa. Known for his creativity, vision, and leadership, Zamkele is a young trailblazer. He's in studio with us right now, and I say to you, what's it, Guten Tag?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag.
Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I love your work. I'm obsessed with that local night market.
Yeah. No, I'm also in love with that concept, actually. So far, it's actually one of my favorite from all my concepts or everything that I've done. I'm actually in love with this one.
No, I understand why. And I'm ready to support it. I know quite a number of people who are just as obsessed.
Yeah.
Because in Mpumalanga, we are missing that aspect in our entertainment space. But how do you even get into entertainment? Because when... And I remember growing up, I always felt like, you know, these young people are so sophisticated because you dress up so neatly.
Yeah, definitely. No, actually, scouting is also a reason why I got into entertainment also. Because Buma Scouts, we used to have camps, or we actually have camps, right? Mm. So Tolaguti, we had a camp for the whole week. And now there has to be entertainment in between.
Nature
and all that, you know. Yeah. So it's not always going to be strict. So Tolaguti, in the evenings, we would have some talent shows or some kind of entertainment as per groups, you know. So I think it also contributed to me wanting to be part of events. And also the fact that I grew up in a church, so my dad is a pastor. Some of my siblings are pastors also. I used to play instruments also, so I think that also led into me being into entertainment or being within the entertainment space.
Interesting. Yeah. And I know that your mother plays a pivotal role in your interest in scouting.
Yes.
But then how do your parents then take it when down the line you change your route and go into entertainment, particularly because you're qualified, you know?
Yeah. IT.
IT specialist.
Yeah. That one wasn't actually easy, but then, you can imagine your kid goes to university, goes abroad, studies for a profession, and now they come back, they work, lose that work, but then now they focus totally into entertainment. It wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy conversation. But then I think my mom, or rather my parents, could tell that, no, this person actually loves this thing. And lamanye malanga uyeta na something nyana, yabo. Bring singwa endlini. They see it wasn't all about just the booze.
Because that's what counts with the parents.
That's what counts, you know. Although lamanye my events we would actually host and attend, it would be total loss. Mm. You know, sometimes ucela imali endlini. You come back and it's a total loss. And they totally support you, give you the car, you know, all these things. And then you come back empty-handed. And number two, you are hungover in a way.
Yeah, of course.
But then now, so at Buta Guti, how were these people still supporting you in this thing? But then I think they saw the love and passion and the time we put into these events, you know. And I think they have the faith, you would see, at a certain point it will pay off.
Yeah.
So I think that's how they actually got to accept it, or rather support me in this thing.
Because like anything else in life, you know, it needs patience. There's a time and a season for everything, for everyone.
Yeah, true.
My summer might be your winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I really love that. They're just sticking it out
with
you because the support is so important.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, my mom would always say, you must flow a party. So at the end of the day, there's nothing they can do, you know.
Unfortunately, if you just joined us, this is Rise FM's Movers and Shakers on your Rise FM Weekend Lunch. I'm Sibo, and I'm chatting to Samkele Makakula, young entrepreneur, events organizer, media guru. I love saying this because I believe in giving people their flowers. It doesn't matter if the work you're doing is making a large impact in the community, you deserve to be recognized for it.
Yeah, that's true.
I love that you touched about going abroad.
Yeah.
A lot of people believe ungazoya phesheya ubuye. Whether awuyi, but there's something about being outside of the country, particularly overseas that gives you some kind of advantage when you come back home. Do you feel that there's an experience that you walked away with from being overseas that's really influenced how you move?
Yes, totally. Because let's take it this way. When I went to Germany, I was very young. I just came from this nest of being around my parents, or being around my brothers, Labasebenda, because I'm the last born. So now I get thrown out there to be totally alone. That side, I don't have friends, I don't have family. The only line of communication is it was Skype at that time. WhatsApp wasn't such a big thing. So now when I got out there, I learned to do things on my own, you know, and to trust myself more, and to actually do get things done without getting pushed from endlini. Out there, I was alone. Out there, if kuti bengbuyang flopile without any certification or without any results, nobody's gonna push me and nobody cares.
It's on you.
And remember, ngale, you're on a study visa, so if you flop, you're out.
Sure.
You understand? So I think it contributed to a lot on how I move, even guma businesses or guma events. And speaking of an advantage, I mean, most of the time when people hear that I can actually speak the language, you know, people get even more interested, and they want to know, hey, Funzenjan is German, you know, and you know, it actually opens doors, and some doors that I never thought I would be opened for me, you know.
Yeah.
People give me an ear now.
Yeah.
Understand? For labanye bandu, their money opens doors for them.
Ooh, for labanye,
their for labanye, their beauty opens doors for them, you know. But then
others, their complexion.
Yeah, you understand. Uh-huh. But for me, I think being out there before, or going abroad, it actually opened doors for me.
So before I let you go, I'm going to play a quick game with you.
Yeah.
That's my little surprise.
All right.
It's a little game of Never Have I Ever.
Oh.
I'm going to ask you just a few questions, and then you're going to let us know if you've ever done it or if you've never done it.
Yeah.
All right.
Got it.
You'll try to answer as many questions as you can in 1 minute. My clock is giving me trouble, but I'm going to use another clock just to keep up.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I love how you're not nervous. I love this. I love this energy. Okay. First question.
Yes.
1 minute. Okay, cool. Never have I ever had a crush on a friend's sibling.
Ooh, I have. Oh, I have.
I don't need the details. Your friend could be listening. Never have I ever eaten a whole carton of ice cream.
No, I've never.
Do you even have a sweet tooth?
It's funny enough, I don't.
I mean, you have a night market.
No, like, I don't really have a sweet tooth, but then I have a market, but at the market, of course, I'm going to support our SMMEs, of course.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't really go to a retail outlet and actually buy a tub of ice cream or something. No.
Okay. Never have I ever gotten a tattoo and regretted it.
Never.
Okay. Do you even have a tattoo?
No.
Okay, not your vibe. Never have I ever broken a bone.
I think I have. Maybe.
Okay.
Because I never went to get it checked out, because it was actually a finger. I think it was broken or something, but then it was totally fine. So I'm not sure. It's a gray area there.
Okay, yeah. I've also dislocated a finger.
Yeah.
Okay, our time is up, but Never have I ever cried myself to sleep.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Oh, I have.
Why? I have. Why though? Was it a girl?
Yeah.
Is it always a girl?
No, it's not always a girl. But then I think it's funny enough. Actually, no, we don't have time. But then it was actually when I was supposed to host my first local night market.
Yeah.
Actually, things weren't aligning, so we had to postpone. But I actually cried because I had put so much time and energy into preparing and getting stakeholders and everything. But then this thing came to me that, you know what, maybe it's God's plan. Maybe it wasn't time.
Yeah.
Because it was somewhere around February, March, when we were supposed to have our first one. So I actually cried that evening, and I prayed to God for him to give me actually a proper team, and I'm actually lucky I have one now.
Oh, yeah.
So shout out to my team. So luckily I do have a team that's keeping me strong and, you know, keeping me stable.
Amen.
Right now. But yeah, I'm grateful for that.
Amen,
yeah,
to that. And very quickly, our time is up. Where do we connect with you, and what does Samkele have more to offer to us before this year ends? We're just a few months away from Happy New Year.
Okay, you can find me on my socials. On Instagram, it's That Sibling. I'm not going to explain why, but it's That Sibling. And then on Facebook, it's Samkele Makakula. And then got our Facebook page for the Lawful Night Market. It's Lawful Night Market. And then what you can expect from Samkele, or rather from Lawful Night Market, we've got our next event on the 28th of September, there by Brown Street. We're closing off the street. And then we're going to have a second one in December. We haven't released a date yet, but we're going to have a second one in December.